Dear Rebellions, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning, and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Monday, 10th of November, and here in Orwell it's mostly cloudy on 25 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says cloudy most of the time with a shower or thunderstorm, and at night we can expect patchy clouds with a shower. Temperatures between low of 23 to high of 31, with heat index on 39 degrees Celsius. Easterly winds at 9 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 17 km per hour, will change their direction at night to northeast winds at 7 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 15 km per hour. Moon is waning gibbous, illuminated on 87%. Another Monday, and the peak in the calendar shows us that there's no important general meetings nor decision-making events this week, but however, Residence Assembly Service is inviting all of us to be part of the selection process for the 7 new members, coordinators for the working committee, as well as the 2 replacement members for the already existing Orwell Council. So we are invited to nominate ourselves or others to be part of the 3-day selection process. All participants will be the selection committee to choose the needed members, coordinators amongst themselves. And the deadline is today, 10 a.m. This morning, Khalsan from Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zone visited us in studio and shared some exciting news about today's and tomorrow's event in Pavilion Tibetan Culture, about the inauguration of an exhibition and a high visit of His Holiness Digun Kapken Chisen Rinpoche, who is the 37th throne holder of the Digun Kagyu lineage and the 7th incarnation of the Chisen Rinpoche. He is a manifestation of Chenrezig Avalokiteshvara. Khalsan, good morning.
Good morning, William.
You are here in the name of the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zone, and today is kind of special day for you guys, yeah?
So yes.
What's happening?
Yeah, today it will be a very beautiful moment. We are going to have His Holiness Dabgyun Digung Chisang Rinpoche. He is one of the highest Rinkenit monks in Tibetan history, and he's going to visit Oroville for 2 days. And today at 5:30 p.m. in the evening, he's going to also inaugurate an exhibition which is research and work done by Chlorabi, mm-hmm. and Tibet logist and Aurovillian, the man behind Pavilion of Tibetan Culture. And the exhibition is on the India and Tibet, ancient ties and current bonds. So let's see.
We could soon compare, yeah. But the inauguration is not the only thing he's going to share with us, right?
Yes, he's going to inaugurate the exhibition, and later he is going to share with us, as he himself is very much involved in the environment, especially now at the moment in Ladakh, where it is the highest, and which is very, very, very important for all of us, where the main river and all this coming from Tibet through Ladakh and all. So and then also he has also
so
opened a college.
Environmental issues.
Yes, yes, yeah. Very much, very strong. Yeah. So we will be also going to have interactions with Aurovillians who are doing environment very strong environmental workshops or place working for Auroville through all these mm-hmm. environment issues.
So basically, interactions, you already invited the people who are dealing with the issues in Oroville on the projects of sustainable and environmental issues like zero waste management and so forth, yeah?
Yes.
Management.
So,
so these guys are coming and they will have a conversation with Rinpoche.
Yes, it's we'll have, I don't know how much time we have, but mm-hmm. there will be a question and answer session also, and then tomorrow also we will be going to visit different places in Oroville, mm-hmm. and one of the place is going to be in Lascaux, mm-hmm. where it is very important for the younger generations mm-hmm. to see, and he is also going to share a little bit, and then mainly it's going to be an open dialogue.
So if I understand correct, tomorrow Rinpoche will visit Lhasa students.
Yes.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Mm. Then also he's also going to visit places like Center for Scientific Research. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to go to Pebble Garden. Mm-hmm. This afternoon, we are going to meet with Popo. Mm-hmm. With archaeological things that he has also done some research in Tibet through all these things. And in 2009, His Holiness the Dalai Lama came to Auroville to inaugurate the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture. At that time, he has mentioned to Klorapi that His Holiness Tegung Chisang Rinpoche is one of the source that if we can get some information on the archaeological things. So it is very, today it's a very beautiful moment for us that this thing is really coming up. Mm-hmm. And then also in our last exhibition in the history of Tibetan culture, we have small topics on these archaeological things. Okay. Now today he's going to meet Popo, and Popo is going to talk about the site that he's doing for more than 2,500 years ago, all this our surrounding area in Auroville. No?
So there, yeah.
Very much looking forward to it.
You're going to be with them?
Yes, almost both the days. And this morning at 5:30, Namgyel and An left to Chennai to pick them up.
Mm. How do you feel?
Good. It's I think it's a very precious moment for all of us when it comes to the environment, where we are all responsible. Every one of us a responsibility. And awareness is one of the main thing that we can, look forward. And very happy that it is coming. And
His Holiness Rinpoche, that is kind of honor to meet the guy and to spend 2 days with him, no?
Yes, very, of course.
And so I'm asking you how you feel.
I feel really good because, in Auroville,
what excitement?
A lot of emotions because living far from your community, missing all these beautiful moments, and then again connecting to the roots, and then His Holiness Tegung Chisang Rinpoche is coming, and it is like really one of the achievements for Pavilion of Tibetan Culture.
And it's also probably telling you, yes, it's right what you're doing. Yeah?
That I don't know. when I do something, I do my best, of course, but there is no expectations and no grades that I expect. And as long as the deeds, the movement or the activities that I carried through Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, if it helps humanity, that's the best reward.
Thank you a lot.
Thank you so much for your
time. See you in the afternoon.
Yes, so have a nice day.
Then later on at 6:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, also International Zone, we are invited to an evolutionary cafe, which is starting up again, and they would like to invite us to join them once more in their interactive collective exploration. Over the summer, they were exploring different evolutionary paradigms to see how they might be able to help us shed light on some Auroville's challenges from our perspective, hoping, of course, in the process that they might suggest some more interesting new solutions. They will continue where they left off and plan to meet every second Monday. Each evening will start with a short inspiring video or talk, after which they will use the World Cafe model to divide into smaller groups and reflect on its potential relevance to Auroville through the focus on a given question. So in a fun, relaxing atmosphere over the tea and biscuits, they hope to nurture a new appreciation of both the challenges and the joys of living in Auroville. This week, they want to set the scene for further exploration with a video from Peter Russell, The Global Brain, followed by TED Talk from Charles Einstein, A New Story of the People. And the film starts at 7 p.m., followed by the World Cafe, hosted by David and Uli. On Wednesday, 12th of November at 7 p.m. at Adi Shakti in Edanchavanadi Road, we are invited to see a play, Land of Fire, directed by Julia Varley from Denmark. with actress Carolina Pizarro from Chile and co-production Nordisk Theater Laboratorium from Denmark and Triskel artist Esonicas from Chile. Stage manager is Karin Astrom. A work that explores the concept of travel rooted in a land of memories of a female imaginary, a land where the fire stays lit as a sign that there is still a home. The memory travels through the roots of their own history and of other Chilean women who have embarked on a journey. Some decided to travel, others were forced to do so. But for each of them, this transit was a transformation. Only there is no difference between the present and the past. They intermingle, they penetrate, and the word travel is imbued with a deep sense of life. Land of Fire was created in Theater Laboratorium Nordisk within a research project called Travels of an Actress to the Dramaturg of the Spectacle by Julia Varley and in collaboration with the members of the Odin Theater. On Saturday, 15th of November at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India in International Zone, we can see Bharatnatyam Arangetram of Priyadarshini, student of Guru Tiru Krishna Kumar and Mrs. Geeta Krishna Kumar at Krishna Kumar Dance Academy. Event is hosted by Yatra Arts Foundation from Kulapalayam with Priyadarshini's parents, Srinivasan and Adi Lakshmi. On Thursday, 13th of November at 7 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zone, Sri Siddhartha, president of Piper Tree Fireflies Intercultural Center in Bangalore, known visiting guest to Auroville from 11 to 14 of November, will be happy to give an informal talk on his professional work in the field of international and environment issues both in India and abroad. Talk on food security and climate change in India. Siddhartha, from his student years in Chennai, was concerned with issues related to culture and social justice, and he went to study social anthropology in Paris, and he worked many years for INODEP, an international research and training center in sustainable development that was founded by Paul Firer. He was the first coordinator for Asia and then later on the international coordinator. He was also a founding member of the South-North Network and Cultures and Development that was based in Brussels. In Bangalore, he founded several organizations that were concerned with human rights, alternative agriculture, climate change, and culture and religious issues. For several years, he wrote frequently to newspapers and journals on social and cultural issues. He is also the author of two books on essays on similar themes. From Auroville Foundation comes the following information that ID cards are ready, and we are requested to come and collect them from the Auroville Foundation from Monday, 10th of November, which is today onward. And don't forget to bring your pending ID proof. Timings are from 10:30 to 12:30 from Monday through Friday and from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. from Monday to Wednesday. But you can also call Aurora on 262-2222. Dinesh, who just have returned from Darjeeling after having a wonderful trek, posted following news and invitation saying opportunity for staying at Gompa at Rimbik in exchange for teaching English and permaculture knowledge to the Lama. He met Lama atop a hillock staying all alone in a newly constructed monastery called Samten Gompa at Rimbik, which is a small town with a scenic view with 3 hours from Darjeeling, and he was amazed at his dynamic man who, with an impressive ecological zeal, is trying to create eco-garden around where he lives and educate people in his entirety and permaculture. He asked to inform anyone interested in staying there for weeks or 2 months and willing to teach him English for permaculture, and in exchange he's offering to teach Buddhism philosophy and knowledge, the Tibetan language and Tibetan wood carving skills. We can contact him on sapkengompa@yahoo.com. Auroville Bakery team informs us that Auroville Bakery Cafe is open again and renewed. It's open from Monday to Saturday from 7 to 2 p.m. for breakfast, lunch and snacks with idli, dosa, omelettes, super sandwiches, salads, quiche, juices, homemade muesli, daily lunch specials and much more. And here's the note from our editors. In the last couple of weeks, Auroville had some good rain, which has somehow slowed down the life in our city, but not Auroville radio volunteers. Roland and Fernando have joined the radio team and started to produce content for you. To move forward with content reconstructed with the help of a professional, we are also planning to make a short survey for our listeners in Auroville and abroad. A few days ago, we met with a member of Auroville Budget Coordination Committee to clarify the radio budget needs, and this is an important first step in order to get a regular budget for the station. And we are very pleased, as is it much needed after 10 years of work. The project of Media Lab with vocational training courses is moving on. A number of people expressed their interest in participating in the project, and we also reminded to the planning office the needs to allocate some land for this project. Next week we are having a meeting with an architect to study possible concept plan. And let us conclude with a cinema. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, they will screen tonight at 8 p.m. an Indian drama Hour, made in India in 2014 by director Sandeep Bray. Tomorrow we can see a German comedy drama Romance 3, made in Germany in 2010 by director Tom Twyker. And on Wednesday, an interesting documentary, The Missing Picture, made in Cambodia and France in 2013 by writer and director Riti Pan. And the mother wrote, "Lord, God of beauty and harmony, grant that we may become instruments worthy of manifesting thy supreme beauty in the world. This is our prayer and aspiration." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on auroville.org.